In the name of God, greetings and regards to all economic activists. I hope that everyone is doing well. We are here again with another educational podcast, this time on the topic of stalled deals, something that undoubtedly happens in every business. Every trader who starts selling will encounter this. You'll face the challenge of many customers planning time and again not to buy from you. You may go all the way through the negotiation processes, even issue an invoice, and suddenly see that the negotiation doesn't continue as expected, and the customer disappears, vanishes, or holds the deal. They may say things like, "Let me take more time," or "Let me do more research." You must have experienced all of this if someone hasn't. I'd say something's off. They might be using a sneaky strategy, one that all customers seem to confirm. No customer denies it. In business, you'll witness this. Customers will deny or reject you and place obstacles in the way of a deal to challenge you. If this happens, the real question is, how do you manage it? How do you keep the process moving forward? In the previous podcast, I gave two exercises to everyone, and I hope you have completed them. As today, I intend to give more exercises, one that involves practical roles you need to play. I want you to appear in character. Some people will act as sellers, and others will play the role of a potential customer who has gone dormant or paused. There are instructions in this training where the person playing the role of the potential customer should first define their behavioral model. There are different types. Some want to buy for the first time, some want to renew their contract, and some want to make a repeat purchase. First, you should determine the type of customer you're playing and then stick to the role, challenging the seller. All of you should, in your business, have a notebook where you write down the challenges, specifically sales challenges, and the reasons why customers stop. By identifying the different reasons customers give for not processing with a deal, you can guide your negotiations, of course. By identifying the different reasons customers give not proceeding with the deal, you can guide your negotiations, of course. You can turn a higher percentage of your customers into money if you focus on these challenges, write them down, and reflect them on yourself. Seek advice and consult with others. When facing this customer challenge, how should I behave? How do I handle the second customer? The third. In the end, you'll find there are about 30 to 40 excuses that customers use to avoid buying from you, to delay or stall the deal. I hope you'll recognize the challenges and have a solution for them. I am certain you can turn all your customers into money. Some of you might say, "I don't understand these things," or "this challenge, I don't understand it." I prescribe this solution to all of you: the art of asking questions. You need to learn to ask questions of your customer. Many people don't know how. When the other person says, "No, I'm not interested, thank you, bye-bye," the conversation ends. But you need to examine what went through their mind that led to this. The brain commanded them to say, "I don't want it for now," or "Let me think about it." The brain commanded, they say, to, "Our purchase manager isn't here, so I can't ask them." Or, "Let me review it further," and similar phrases. All of these means one thing: analyze what went through their mind that led to the brain's command to say these things. If you understand and recognize this, you'll be able to create antidotes for these answers. For every question or response the customer gives you, should have a response ready. If they say this, what do I say? If they say that, what do I do? If you practice this, recognize all the possible questions and know the answers. I am certain that repetitive scenarios will lead to repetitive results. If a situation repeats, I've already figured out the right answer and given it before, leading to the right result. The customer makes a purchase. But if I give the wrong answer to all my customers, they'll keep saying, maybe later, and the deal is postponed again. You must avoid these situations, you know. So open your notebook, take out your pen, and write down the questions you are being asked. Play them out beforehand and practice your answers. Then see if you can convince a hypothetical a competitor or a difficult customer. Can you beat them? I hope you learned this early on. But let's move on to the next topic. The second topic we'll discuss today is common objections. Pay close attention to this, please. In challenges you face, you'll find that the same common objections keep coming up. These objections boil down to about 10 things. You must categorize them based on the principles of sales negotiations. Objections are natural. Objections are natural and inevitable. Every sales team regularly encounters a set of the same objections. We always must know that our customers are likely to object to because we have experienced it before. We have analyzed these objections, held meetings, provided solutions, and arrived at the right answers. Whenever a customer raises a challenge, you have placed the antidote beside it, and we have seen the objections become neutralized. The customer thought that they had a real objection. Maybe that our products was too expensive, but we encountered it with the antidote. That's what negotiation is about. The customer presents a challenge or a question, and as sellers, we give answers. If our response is convincing, the customer will decide to work with us. If not, rest assured, they won't cooperate with you. So you understand that a professional salesperson must be able to play this role. This exercise will be highly impactful for beginners. Suppose you're about to hire new employees or you yourself are new to a company and are tasked with selling products you don't know much about. You might get feedback from customers you have worked with that company before. You need to know how to convince them to work with you again. Take this exercise seriously. I want you to act as both the seller and the potential customer, identifying people who can play these roles for you and challenge you. Set up everything in advance and start negotiating with them. See if you can convince them or not. If you practice these exercises, you'll soon realize your weaknesses. This is important because once you have overcome your weaknesses, all your fears and stress will disappear. Many people have fears in life, and fears stop them from starting. I've said this many times. The hardest part is starting. So write your fears down, analyze them, seek advice, and overcome them. Once you do, you'll realize there's nothing to fear, and you'll master all the principles and rules of negotiation. You'll be able to win over anyone. Practice difficult negotiations. Practice with people who are complex and challenging. Make them act as customers who don't want to buy and try to convince them to purchase your product. Identify the challenges, assets, the problems. Evaluate and write down the techniques and strategies that you think you can work in these situations. Practice responsibly and responding quickly with 5 to 10 minutes, within 5 to 10 minutes, with overthinking. If your strategy doesn't work, change it. Strategy, change, keep it moving. Pay attention to your conversations, record them, because when you're thinking on the spot, you may forget what you said that convinced the customer. Go back and listen to those conversations again and again. Study them until the responses become second nature. Practice the principles, and then whenever someone asks a particular question, you will know the answer. Create a notebook filled with questions and answers, and soon you will see that you can answer any customer question and convince them. I hope you all practice this in your sales negotiations. For those of you listening to this podcast for the first time, remember to go back and listen to the previous sessions. I'm continuing the discussions from that, so newcomers may not understand everything from this podcast. You need to listen to the previous sessions carefully. Once you have done these exercises, you will see that you're becoming powerful, capable of defeating every competitor. But now reverse the roles. You become the tough customer and let the amateur seller try to convince you, challenge them with difficult questions, and then go on. See if the amateur seller can convince you. When you ask tough questions, your mind will command you to find the right answer. That way, if a customer asks you something difficult, you won't be stuck. The harder you become as a customer in negotiation, the stronger your skill will grow. Okay, so don't forget this and try to toughen your negotiation skills. Then you'll witness that no one can defeat you in a negotiation, of course. First, become a tough customer, write down tough questions, present them to the sellers, and see what responses they give. Are you convinced or not? You can learn a lot from these answers. Many people are worried about what if the customer doesn't buy from me? First, tell yourself, it's okay if they don't buy because I don't know how to sell. Really. Repeat again, listen again, and go further again. It's okay if they don't buy because you don't know how to sell. No problem. Try again and again. The customer story never ends. The world is built on abundance, so know this. If you lose a customer, there will always be another. Don't stress over it. But if you don't turn today's customer into money, you've lost out. That's the key point I keep emphasizing. If you don't turn a customer into profit, you've lost. Whether it's 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, or I don't know, something, whatever the amount, it's gone. Practice this. Contact your competitors or colleagues and see what answers they give to your tough questions and how they convince you. Record their responses and learn from them. In less than 10 days, you can master the responses to all potential customers' questions. Today, I've given you a lot of exercises and that's enough for now. You need to go and implement every single one of them. And God willing, we will see the results in your sales. What questions did you ask and what answers did you overcome with? Then we can improve our sales skills together. In the next podcast, we'll discuss advanced objections. I want you to have these scenarios ready, filled with objections from customers. The more challenging the situation, the more prepared you'll be. Start recording your answers to your customer questions from today, and I guarantee that you will soon achieve success. I wish you the best of luck in your business. This was our educational session for today. Thank you, and until the next session, bye-bye.